You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Working Tax Group released their final report yesterday, examining the structure, fairness and balance of New Zealand's tax system. The report lays out a clear plan for the future of tax reforms, as well as recommendations to ensure taxation in Aotearoa is fair and enhances the well-being of all New Zealanders. For the next few months, we should expect to see the government commence a discussion and have numerous consultations between each party alike. I spoke with Stuart Nash, Minister of Revenue, on the report, as well as the pressing issues facing tax reforms in the country.
The Minister of Finance and I asked the Tax Working Group to look at the structure, the fairness and the balance of the tax system. And a group of tax experts went away and had a look at them and then come back with this final report. And one thing I would say is this is the Tax Work Group's report. It's not the government's report, but it has some pretty good stuff in there. And you know, the main thing, I suppose, is looking at addressing the fairness of the system, especially when you know, there are a lot of people who are making money out of capital gains that aren't paying tax, and yet there are those who are on wages and salaries who do pay tax. So, you know, as the Minister of Revenue, for me, it's got to be about fairness. If you earn income, then you should be paying tax on that income, no matter where it comes from.
So what has the response been so far, mostly from the public? What are we hearing from the public, but also from the government's point of view?
I'll be honest with you, it's mixed. There are those who understand what we're trying to do and and buy into the argument that this has to be about fairness. There are those who think that this is the wrong thing to do. But to be fair, a lot of those people tend to be those who would end up paying the most tax. So, you know, the property council has come out and said, oh, well, you know, we don't know if this is the right thing to do. And yet property investors would be subject to any sort of CGT if it was to go ahead. And so, you know, I take that with a slight grain of salt. But having said that, you know, we have to take into account the views of everyone. And there was there's a long and involved process to go through before anything obviously becomes law.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is just the initial stages at this point.
Absolutely. In the press release that I received yesterday, I was given the brief overview of these series of business-as-usual reforms that the government has announced that they will react to. Can you give me just a brief overview of some of these reforms and what it might implement?
Sure. So one thing that we do want to be clear about is that the government's tax reform program is not just about what the tax working group is doing. So, you know, we're going after multinationals, for example, and mm-hmm. in June last year, we passed a bill which is called the Base Erosion Profit Shifting, or the BEPS bill, which ensures that multinationals that are based in New Zealand or that have an office in New Zealand pay their fair share of tax. On Monday, we announced something called a digital services tax, or certainly a discussion document on digital services tax.
Yes.
This looks to ensure that the large multinationals without a permanent presence here, i.e. that aren't covered by the BEPS stuff, pay their fair share of tax. We're putting GST on online goods, on low-value goods, which should make it easier for level the playing field, I should say, for the 26,000 retailers we've got around the country. We're looking at ring-fencing losses and rental properties to ensure that there's some fairness and balance in the tax system around that. So I suppose what we just wanted to highlight is there is a lot going on in the tax system at the moment that will make life easier for Kiwis, and also level the playing field for a lot of businesses. Yeah,
it is one of the key issues in New Zealand, and there's another key issue that I'd like to address surrounding environmentalism. Is enough being done to regulate agriculture in New Zealand?
Well, that was a big chapter in the final report that talked about what we do need to do in terms of the way I would phrase it is maintaining a global brand. You know, we go to the world with this clean, green, 100% pure image.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there are a lot of areas where we're simply not living that image or that brand.
Yeah.
And so there is quite a significant work program underway within government outside of the Tax Working Group. But the Tax Working Group has said that we should be looking at what we call natural capital, which is the environment and how we maintain that for future generations. Hey, one thing I would like to say,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of dispelling a myth that's out there.
Okay.
And that is that you know, ordinary Kiwis or ma and pa investors are going to be the ones that that are really hit with any sort of capital gains tax. And my answer to that is that for the vast majority of Kiwis, they have two investments, if we want to, you know, use an economic term.
Okay.
The first investment is their family home, and the second investment is their KiwiSaver. And under the tax working group's proposals, the family home would be exempt, and people would be slightly better off under KiwiSaver, within KiwiSaver. So neither of those two investments, which are your primary ones for most Kiwis, will be subject to any sort of capital gains tax if the tax working group report or recommendations are accepted.
Okay, all right. Well, kind of bridging off from that. So from these recommendations, you know, there will be some implications when they are put forward. But who do you think this will be affecting most, you know, positively but also negatively? Who's most likely to be affected?
Well, what the tax working group recommended was a revenue neutral package. And what that means is the money we raised from a capital gains tax, we would then distribute in other areas, whether it's a business friendly package where they talked about putting depreciation, it gets quite technical, but depreciation back on commercial buildings, or something called black hole expenditure, which sort of fosters research and development and innovative projects. It's slightly more complex than that, but it's probably the easiest way to describe it. Mm-hmm. Or lost continuity, and what they also recommended is moving tax brackets. So what I would say again is the proposal that the tax working group came up with, there are a number of businesses, certainly innovative businesses, who'd be better off, and the vast majority of Kiwis who are on wages and salaries would be better off. Those who would end up paying more tax are those who, you know, make money out of the sale of capital assets, and those are people who have investment properties. Once they sold that property, if they made a capital gain on that sale, then they would end up paying tax at their marginal tax rate.
I see, yes. So you already mentioned, Minister, that we can expect to see yourself and the Minister of Finance be working on this, these recommendations, release them in April. From there, what can we see the Cabinet do with these recommendations by yourself and Grant Robinson?
Sure. So what happens is any recommendations to the Cabinet that are accepted, they will go out to further consultation, public consultation. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a document drafted which will head out to the public. And then there'll be legislation that will be drafted, and that'll go through the normal legislative process, which is, you know, first reading through the House and then to select committee so people can put in their submissions and then back through the House. But one thing that we have been adamant about is whilst we will try and pass legislation that will give effect to any changes, the changes will not come into play until after the next election. And so, you know, we think that's being honest and transparent about what we want to do, but also Kiwis will know when they go to the ballot box exactly the plans we have. There is a lot of water to go under the bridge before there are any changes, and I do think it is important that we do have a public debate about this, about fairness, about whether Kiwis have an appetite for addressing an inherent unfairness in the system. What the tax working group did say is, by and large, our tax system is pretty good. You know, we have a broad-based, low-rate system. It works well, but there are some things that we can do better. This is one of the holes that they've identified. We're one of the very few countries in the world that doesn't have a capital gains tax. And let's have a discussion around whether Kiwis do have the appetite for addressing this inherent unfairness.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.